and peace like a river attended my way. When sorrows like sea billows roam, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
In a world full of broken dreams, where the truth is hard to find, for every promise that is kept, there are many left behind. Though it seems that nobody cares, it still matters what you. There's a difference you can make, but the choice is up to you, up to you. Will you be the one to answer to His call? Will you stand when those around you fall? Will you be the one to take Christ alive into a darkened world? Tell me, will you be the one? It's so hard to know who is right and what is wrong. Where are you supposed to stand when the battle lines are drawn? Battle lines are drawn. There's a voice that keeps calling out for someone who's not afraid to be a beacon in the night to a world that lost its way. A world that lost its way. Yes, I'll be the one to answer to his call. I will stand when those around me fall. I will be the one to take Christ alive into a darkened world. I will be the one. In a world full of broken dreams, where the truth is hard to find. Every promise that is kept, there are many left behind. Though it seems that nobody cares, it still matters what you do. There's a difference you can make, but the choice is up to you. Answer to his call. Will you stand when those around you fall? Will you be the one to take Christ alive into a darkened world? Tell me, will you be the one?
See.
Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, alleluia! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nails scarred, his side was riven. He gave his life blood for even me. Death chilly waters I'll soon be crossing. His hand will lead me safe o'er. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore. Oh, what a Savior! Alleluia! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail scarred, his side was riven. He gave his life blood for even me.
Your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear us desperately and long that we'd have faith to believe. What if your blessings come through rain?
Clouds. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and the dedicating of the temple says, "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, 'For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.' Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of the law, Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came to Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, 'I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.'" Amen. Thank the Lord for his word.
Watches me. His eyes.
passing on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears.
Thank you. tender care. In thy pleasant pastures lead us, for our use thy foes repair. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us nigh we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us nigh we are.
Many times in my childhood we'd travel so far, and by nightfall how weary I'd grow. My father's arms would slip around me and gently he'd say, "My son, we are almost home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold me here. I've caught a glimpse of that heavenly land, and now I am going home. Well, the twilight is fading, my day soon shall end. Seems I'm homesick the farther I roam. My heavenly Father has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home. Going there is nothing to hold me here. I've caught a glimpse of that heavenly land, and now I am going home. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land,
Revelation 21 talks about going home. I didn't plan this. Whenever I chose this chapter, I didn't put the connection. He was singing that song and putting it right there, but God works these things out. And remind me, I was sitting there thinking, and my mom passed away 2 years ago, August, it was 2 years, and she battled Alzheimer's for over a year badly before she passed, and she constantly say, "I want to go home, I want to go home." She was at the house and the whole time, you know, and she just said, "I want to go home." And so on her tombstone, we put there, "Gone home." She finally did. She went to her eternal home, and that's what heaven is in Revelation 21. And follow us. I read verses 1 through 7, then we'll drop down to verse 22. It says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned before her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.' And he that sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said unto me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.' And he said unto me, 'It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Amen. The Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name there?